Today, Marion McPartland's guest is world-class composer, pianist, and bandleader, NEA Jazzmaster Chick Corea. When this program aired in 2002, he had already accumulated 11 Grammy Awards, and in 2010, he added another. Chick has been a major force in creative music for well over 40 years. Whether fronting his acoustic band or electric band, his improvisations and sense of fun are as inventive as ever. Now, Marion McPartland and Chick Corea.
You just keep on coming up with new and different things, and I'm sort of stuck back there in that Windows and Light as a Feather and those things. You know, I love all those things.
Nevertheless,
I'm listening to the new trio. That's a pretty interesting bunch of tunes, and they're all new, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, for pianists and jazz, the trio is kind of a classic unit. You know, I love to keep returning to it. And so when you find new partners, it brings out different things in me. In fact, that's one of the main things that keeps me going, period, is I find new musical partners. And it brings out different sides of me. I find different ways to make music with them, you know.
Well, because they're doing their thing, too. They're different people, and they get to say something, too, right?
Absolutely. That's how I very, very much like it that way, so that they feel free to bring all of their creativity to, on stage. And then I get inspired and find all kind of new things.
I think it's great to have a group where they're not just accompanying, you know, they're being part of the group and they can do their thing and contribute to it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, isn't it true that in jazz, the spirit of freedom and being yourself and being creative is real important?
Well, that's jazz, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That is the crux of the whole matter.
Yeah.
So, and you did a solo album of standards, so I'm glad you went back to that standards for a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, you still do them.
Oh, I've never left standard tunes. I grew up on them with my dad showing me these tunes. I used to go out with him on what they called in Boston casuals.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He used to go out and play dances and coming out parties and debutante balls and that sort of thing, and I'd go out with him and play a whole set of tunes, all of those beautiful tunes from the 40s and 30s and 40s, you know.
It's funny, you still got your Boston accent. I love that. Parties?
Yeah, parties. No, you could have put a D in there, like parties.
But now you're from Chelsea.
Chelsea, Massachusetts. It's right outside of Boston.
And I read somewhere they're going to name a street after you.
This year was really something. I'm telling you, lots of things have been happening in my life since my last birthday.
Well, you know, you're just on to more and better things all the time, and now the world has changed a bit, but nevertheless, you know, the music still goes on, and I think we need music more than ever now at this point, especially your music. We got to have lots of that.
I really agree.
Why don't you play something?
You want me to play something? Well, what about, let's see.
Piece of yours.
I thought I'd play this little composition I play sometimes when I play solo that I wrote. It's actually one part of a five-part suite that is called Lyric Suite for Sextet. And I wrote it for myself and Gary Burton on Vibes with a string quartet. And we recorded it in the 80s sometime. But it's a little portrait of Brazil, and it's called Brasilia.
Lovely.
Yeah?
Can't wait to hear that.
Okay.
That's like a classical piece. That's something you would play at a classical recital, isn't it?
You should hear it with the string quartet. It's really nice. There's little parts where we take the structure and improvise with it, you know. It's basically written.
And I love the, I don't know what you call it, but the close proximity of the chords. I mean, they're almost like falling over each other.
Oh, little clusters.
Little clusters. Yeah. I mean, it's very attractive, and it's, you must have these in a book, I guess, don't you?
This one's written out, yes.
I would think so, because I would hate to try to transcribe that.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. But you must practice quite a bit to carry off those things with such clarity.
Well, I get a lot of practice when I play my solo concerts, you know.
In other words, you're practicing on the gig.
Kind of. And then when I write music, you know, that challenges me as a pianist, then I have to, of course, practice my own parts. But the thing that really got me practicing recently was the challenge to play Mozart piano concertos.
So you're doing that too?
Yeah.
I hate you. You're doing it out there in public and Carnegie Hall and things?
I am. I recorded two Mozart piano concerti with Bobby McFerrin conducting the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra.
That takes work.
That took work. I must admit that took and still does take work. I put my little toe into testing the Mozart waters, and then I kind of got drawn in like quicksand. I love his music, and I consider it like sort of a pianistic base for me, along with Bud Powell and Thelonious Monk.
Well, but, you know, Mozart is terribly exposed. I mean, if you play one wrong note, you're done in.
Well, that's what they tell you, you know, and you have to get past that. And so to play the music like a lead sheet, like we do, like we play a song, you know.
In other words, you've got to have an attitude about it.
Absolutely.
Because with me, I would be a nervous wreck and I would be thinking, oh, here comes a part I can't play. And then sure enough, I wouldn't play it.
No. You have to get around that. Otherwise, you'd become a nervous wreck, you know.
Yeah, well, I did become a nervous wreck because I used to play the Grieg.
Mm.
And, I mean, you can fool around with that. You can sort of hide.
Yeah.
But I would be a nervous wreck. I'd be afraid I'd have a memory slip. And
well, it is a demand to play a lot of written notes for us jazzers, you know. Well,
more power to you, because I quit. I became cowardly, and I just played some other stuff. Anyway, I don't know, so many things to ask you, but I just want to hear more. You mentioned Monk. What about, that's one of your people that you love.
Oh, okay, something by Monk, huh?
Could be.
Let me try. I was gonna play. There's a few of them. I tell you what, you take a choice. I was gonna play either Monk's Dream, or I was gonna play Monk's Mood, which is a ballad. This one.
Hey, that would be nice. That would be nice because his ballads are so interesting.
Yeah. And, okay.
You know, the man is so many-faceted. No, I'd like to listen to that.
Okay, this is for you, Marion. This is Monk's Mood.
Great. When I think about it now, this is your third time on Piano Jazz. You were one of the first guests.
Oh, really?
And I was like a kid in the candy store with who I would call up to have on the show. And, of course, you were one of those. But then I got very nervous thinking about your tunes. And I sat down and tried to take that little lick that you played on Matrix. And you played something like, or something in the middle, and I got that down, and then you came in, and you said, oh, I don't play that. I just do my own thing.
Oh, right, because that wasn't a written part. That was
no, it wasn't a written part, but I thought it probably was. And I had some student at the Eastman School transcribe it for me because I couldn't seem to get it.
Oh, right.
And I got it down and learned it. And then, you know, you said, oh, you don't have to play that.
Oh, well, thanks, Mary.
But since then, I have played that tune many times, and I have played my own thing in there because it's a good up tune to play on. Do you still ever play some of those earlier things?
Well, I reunite with those partners of mine and get to play some of those pieces from the 60s, and it's still a lot of fun. I mean, we can recreate anything. I think time and chronology in terms of how things get created is kind of an illusion, you know. It's that kind of thing where like, we haven't seen each other for a lot of years, right?
Right.
But then we come in the same room with one another, and time is not existent.
No.
There's Marion, there's Chick, you know.
I know. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
But I imagine getting together with them again now. We're all older, and don't you find that maybe they play differently or better or different things on those same tunes?
There's a certain essence of the person that is there and recognizable. You know, I don't know what to call it. His personality musically, and fortunately, a lot of the partners that I've had and that I see through the years, you know, we tend to improve. You know,
I would say so.
You know, it's amazing.
But that, I remember thinking at the time that came out that Roy Haynes, you know, being an older guy, I mean, he's always been up there and he's like on the edge, and where other people have sort of settled into their thing and stayed there, Roy never has.
He's an incredible monument to creativity.
At the
age of 76, he's still playing as powerfully as ever.
I know, playing all those crazy ideas and things. Oh, man. Well, listen, crazy ideas. Why don't we have a go at a duet of some kind?
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'd love to do? On your trio record, you did a Fats Waller tune, Jitterbug Waltz.
Mm.
And I don't know. For some reason or other, I never play that thing. I would love to.
Oh, okay.
I hope I can.
Oh, let's try it. Do you play the little intro, or do you start right on the tune?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, the intro is like this.
Oh, well, no, I don't, but we can do it.
Something
I know.
Like that.
I mean, I know the intro, but or at least I've heard it. You know, you can play that, and I'll play the rest of it.
Shall we?
Should we just wing it or not talk about it or see how it goes? Or
what? Let's see how it goes.
All right.
All right.
Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.